By XNWX satellite weather.
This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Oshkosh Air Venture 2008. I'm with Peter Maurer of Diamond Aircraft. Peter, Diamond recently announced that it has a customer support program for the DA-42 to support engines that Thielert's engine company in Germany, which is now insolvent, can no longer support or slowly returning support. Tell us how that's going to work in brief.
Okay, just a little bit of background information. The DA-42 that we've been selling in North America is powered by the Thielert Centurion engine. We've delivered about 140 or 150 aircraft in North America. Thielert, our engine supplier, went into insolvency, and with that came the announcement that there was loss of warranty. But more importantly, loss of subsidization of a life extension program that I should explain a little bit, because those that aren't near to the engine might not understand that, and this has a significant bearing on the operation of the airplane and the engine itself. When the Thielert engine first came onto the market, the 1.7 liter, it had a design life of 2,400 hours, and the initial engines were at 1,000 hours. That was supposed to be extended as service experience was accumulated. At some point, Thielert replaced the 1.7 liter engine with a 2 liter engine, and that 2 liter engine was to go to 2,400 hours as well. It still was running through a life extension program, and a life extension program is fairly common. All new engines have to go through a life extension program. It's something we're not familiar with Lycoming and Continental, because they're such legacy engines. But the big turbines, and everybody goes through this, it's typical, in that you demonstrate in actual service that the engine meets its design life and inspection intervals and so forth. Unfortunately, with the Thielert engine, there weren't a lot of extensions of specific inspections, and so what Thielert did is he effectively picked up much of the cost associated with frequent inspections. As an example, the reduction gearbox has to be returned to the manufacturer, to Thielert, for an inspection every 300 hours. You have to replace the alternator at every 600 hours, high-pressure pump, low-pressure pump, a whole bunch of components that have to go back for inspection or for replacement. And these costs were all part of this life extension program, where Thielert, the factory, was actually absorbing most of the cost. With the insolvency of the Thielert aircraft company, unfortunately, these costs are now no longer covered by the insolvent company that continues to operate in insolvency, and therefore the costs have been rolled over on the customers, and that has caused everybody a lot of problems. New engines are available from Thielert, and service parts are available from Thielert. As I said, Thielert continues to operate in insolvency while they're looking for an investor. But the operating cost, the direct operating cost of that engine, has risen astronomically.
We calculated that they're just for the engine reserve about $100 an hour to cover the required inspections and replacements, plus the fuel.
That's approximately right. I think it's just a little less than that, but basically right order of magnitude when you consider replacing the engine at mid-time and then replacing it again at 2,400 hours. That's roughly what it comes out to. So quite frankly, not viable from a commercial perspective, and as such, it's very difficult for us to continue to produce aircraft and deliver aircraft with that power plant.
Now, Thielert has resumed manufacturing and resumed part support, so Diamond is offering position holders the option of using the Thielert engine, and Diamond will subsidize a portion of that higher operating cost. Is that correct?
Not 100%. I mean, we have two issues. We have one issue with the customers that have already taken delivery of aircraft. So those are our existing customers that have aircraft that are flying and operating. And then we have a fairly sizable backlog of people who are expecting to take delivery of their DA-42, who are now not able to take delivery of their DA-42 currently, because quite frankly, we've stopped production of the aircraft at this point, waiting to see what will happen. So we have two programs. One is the DA-42 Customer Assistance Program, and that one basically lays out the upgrade path of upgrading their Thielert-powered aircraft with an Austro engine, which is a separate initiative based on the same Mercedes-Benz engine. It's a higher horsepower engine, so it'll also deliver more performance in the aircraft, but it's unfortunately not yet available. It's under development and certification testing. It's flying right now in a DA-50, DA-42, and DA-40, and we expect that that engine will be certified later this year. So we've set up a program that's supposed to take some of the sting out of the operating cost out for our existing customers. So we give them special discounts on airframe parts that they might need. We also give them up to 30% discount on an upgrade to Austro engines to basically cover extraordinary tailored-related expenses that they may be having in the interim, or will be having in the interim if they operate their aircraft.
Has there been any interest among customers, current position holders, of accepting airplanes with the Tielern engine?
Since the insolvency, there have been some customers who've actually taken delivery of their aircraft. These are people that basically said, look, you know, there's 1,400 engines that have been delivered. These things happen. We're confident support will be there, but I have to be honest and say that it's been very few customers that have that kind of confidence.
At the Wiener Neustadt plant in near Vienna, are there airframes awaiting engines?
Yes, we've actually continued production of airframes, when the insolvency happened, we were actually already behind in terms of delivery of engines. So in Canada, we do final assembly of the DA-42, and I have over 20 airframes there that were awaiting Tielert engines. And then we had airframes also in Austria that were awaiting Tielert engines. They had fallen behind in terms of their delivery, and in retrospect, we know why. But when the insolvency was announced, then obviously that was a problem for us. Now, we were working on the Austro engine program with a view to putting the Austro engine into those airframes as well down the road. And so now our focus is on the Austro engine program. Also, we're doing an STC for Lycoming that's being done in North America.
And so what is the time frame on the Lycoming?
Our target is that we'll have it certified by Q1 2009. If we can do it any quicker than that, we will. It's going to be an aircraft that'll appeal to a certain market segment. It's certainly a higher performing aircraft with a total of 360 versus 270 horsepower. We actually built two prototypes back in the early days of the 42 program, and they certainly were high performing aircraft. But a lot of customers, or most of the customers, had interest in the sophistication of the FADEC control turbo diesel engine, because that was one of its attractive points, that you only have two thrust levers, much like a jet engine, versus having six power plant controls.
What are the economics of the Lycoming conversion? Do you have any sense of that yet?
The conversion itself, or the fuel economy of the aircraft?
The conversion cost itself from a Tielert diesel DA-42.
Well, the engines, the Lycoming engines, are actually a little bit lower cost than the Tielert engines themselves, but then the fuel burn is higher. We don't yet have costs for the conversion. There will be change of cowling, change of engine mount, but most importantly, one of the design targets that we have for the Lycoming-powered aircraft is that it retains upgradability to Austro engine in future. So one of the things that we're doing right now is we're taking aircraft that were originally designed to take the Tielert engine, the TAE engine. It'll be possible to convert those to Lycoming engines, and in future we're leaving the upgrade path open such that you can put the Tielert engine in it. So in terms of power plant installation, for example, the Tielert engine has a air outlet at the top of the nacelle, on top of the wing, and even for the Lycoming version, we're retaining that, so it's a little bit like the cooling configuration of a Cessna 421 with the outlet out of the top of the nacelle. And we're doing that intentionally such that we can retain the same nacelle, the same firewall, so that we leave the road open in future to other upgrades.
Okay, Peter, thanks very much for talking with us. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Bear Venture 2008. Thanks for listening.
XMWX satellite weather has quickly become the leading way to fly for pilots across the country. And now with updates to the Aviator Data Package and Aviator Pro, the brand new weather data package from XMWX, pilots have an even better reason to fly with the Data Link weather leader in flight and every flight.